NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
The Knicks have been busy over the past few weeks. Who we thought were the Knicks' trade targets, they have changed a little bit. Last week, we talked about Walker Kessler, and of course, we talked about the guy in Charlotte, Nick Richards. But now, today, those trade targets have changed just a little bit. Because now, according to reports, the Knicks are looking at Alfrin Sengun from Houston, and of course, Jalen Duran from the Detroit Pistons. If these guys are on the table and they are made available for a trade, the Knicks are going to do whatever it takes to get one of those guys on the roster for a number of reasons, but for one main one. If they were on the Knicks, they would be the starting center number one, but they would be able to thrive under head coach Tom Thibodeau. The only question is, will the Knicks be able to actually get a move done and get that trade happening? We're going to break down all of those reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are interested in a Jalen Duran trade. You got to remember, the Knicks had the opportunity. Another guy, the Mikal Bridges story all over again, right? Another guy the Knicks could have drafted, but they didn't. Well, they did draft him, but they traded him away. But get this, if they held on to him, they probably would have had a starting center in him besides Mitchell Robinson. He is athletic. He can move without the ball, with the ball. His defense, it's okay. I'm not saying it's the best defense, but under head coach Tom Thibodeau, his defense would get better. Not only that, we got to remember, pick and roll with Jalen Brunson. A lot of people want to pretend it doesn't exist, but not to my eyes. I remember him running that with Isaiah Hartenstein, and to an extent, I remember him running a pick and roll with Precious Achiuwa. If he could do it with those guys, he can also do it with Duran. And if he does it with him, he's big. He's athletic. He can move across the court in lightning speed. And if he's rolling to the rim, he's near unstoppable. That's the type of center I would want on this Knicks team. He's young as well, too, so he can still develop. Even though he's not great defensively right now, he's still good on the boards, and he can get better. And according to these reports, according to some NBA insiders, they're suggesting that the Knicks have Duran on their roster. Let's go ahead and break down some of these reports for you guys today. According to Mark Berman, he states that Leon Rose was in the first row of the presser yesterday with Mikal's mother. Didn't talk, but he's still cooking. Wants to make a big center move after Philly's two additions. Heard Houston Sengun has been on the radar. Even Detroit's Jalen Duran. And that was before the Pistons signed Paul Reed. So again, that's the first part of this. Now that's one insider stating this. But we also had Fred Katz from The Athletic also stating this on his podcast. According to Fred Katz, he states, Detroit claims Paul Reed. They are definitely taking calls on Isaiah Stewart. But here's the biggest part here. And I think they're more open to moving Jalen Duran than you'd expect. According to Steve Popper, heard from the Knicks that people at the time, 2022 draft, really liked Duran. Katz is wondering if that's why Detroit is going after another big man. So as you can clearly see here, Detroit is making certain moves that making everybody in the NBA, including NBA insiders here, Knick NBA insiders, basically assuming and suggesting that potentially Duran or Isaiah Stewart could be available for a trade with Detroit. With Sengun, I want to mention this clearly. Among all the people we're going to talk about today in terms of centers, there is no one, in my opinion, that has better talent on the table than Sengun. Sengun is a beast. If he came here, he would be even better under head coach Tom Thibodeau. But the reason we can just stop right there is because I don't think the Houston Rockets are just going to give him away, number one. And number two, even if they wanted to trade him, I don't think the Knicks have the assets necessary to make that trade happen. We got to remember as well, even if the Knicks pulled off that trade, he needs to get paid. If he doesn't get paid this year, he needs to get paid next year. He's likely going to look for a max contract. Do the Knicks have enough money on the table to afford him at a max deal? Let me answer that for you guys. No, they don't. But they also understand that their starting center position is weak and they need to upgrade it. That's why they're looking at different centers. So if Sengun's not on the table realistically for Detroit, Jalen Duren, in my opinion, he is a...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Available, and he is a realistic target for the Knicks. But you gotta understand the cost. Even though he's realistic, nobody's blind here. Detroit's not blind. You guys are not blind. I'm certainly not blind. That kid has talent. Whatever you want to say about his defense, whatever you want to say about what he can do on the offensive end, sometimes he's sloppy. But still, most of the time for Detroit, I still think he does a pretty good job. He still needs polishing in some areas. But of course, if you go under a head coach like Tom Thibodeau and you're playing for a contender in the Knicks, you are going to get better. You're going to get better because of the team you're playing around. That's the team he needs to be around. The Knicks, if they're able to get him, he would likely be the starting center. I don't even think there's a question between him and Mitchell Robinson. You could talk about his defense, but everything he would do on offense would likely be the person that Tom Thibodeau goes with for that starting center role because he could learn the defense. He's still young. And if he can give you good defense with the offense he already gives you, the kid is just going to be sensational. I would hope that the Knicks can get this done. But if we're looking at Steph Bondi with the New York Post and what he recently reported, he gave us the following information about Detroit and their feelings on trading Duren. According to the New York Post, they've stated a sign-in trade with a third team could be the Knicks' only potential option for bringing Duren into the fold. However, according to the New York Post, Detroit's GM, he has his hands on considering the Pistons' lack of depth at the position of center. So if you're the Detroit Pistons GM and you're looking at the entire roster, you're not going to likely trade Duran, because if you trade Duran, you're going to have a lack of depth at that position. Them knowing this, they're not going to want to trade him away. But if they're going to trade him, they're going to want a lot of assets back. They don't have a lot of assets left at this point to give up in any deal. Remember, we made that Mikal Bridges deal. We gave up a lot of assets in that process. It was a worth it deal, in my opinion. You needed to make that deal. We are championship contenders because of that deal. But we also have to admit, we're now limited. We can't go out and make those really glamorous trades like for a Jalen Duran, maybe like for a Sengun. So the reason I think these names are on the table, if you're asking me, is a smokescreen. For who? Danny Ainge. Maybe also for the Charlotte Hornets, because the Knicks have interest in Walker Kessler and Nick Richards. That doesn't stop just because they show interest in Sengun and Jalen Duran. All that means is, just because you don't want to deal your centers, it doesn't mean I can't look elsewhere to get another center to fill up that position for myself. And I think that's the message the Knicks are sending out right now, especially to Utah, because everybody knows, I think it's clear at this point, the Knicks want Walker Kessler. They want Kessler on this team. That's the preferred center they want. And if they can get him, they would have gotten him already. But Danny Ainge, according to reports, wants at least one first round pick. But did you hear the phrasing there? At least one first round pick, right? The reason it sounds like that is because that's the starting price. At least one. And that one first round pick likely needs to be an early lottery pick, a very quality pick. If you don't have those picks, then you're going to have to include multiple bad picks or late lottery picks. And if you don't have those and you're only stuck with protected picks like the Knicks, the ability to get Kessler is extremely limited at this point in time. Am I still hoping for it? Of course. Do I still think it can happen? Of course I do, because Leon Rose has pulled off magic before. That's why any player we've talked about, whether it's Duran, whether it's Sengun, whether it's going to be Walker Kessler or Nick Richards, whoever we're talking about here, I think that Leon Rose can get that deal done, because he's already showcased he can get anything done, even if you think he can't. The only problem here is he is limited in what he can deal, and that's going to limit his options. But the smokescreen here is definitely Sengun and Duran. Not saying that the Knicks wouldn't trade for Duran if he was available, but like the New York Post just stated, the GM of Detroit is not looking around to go ahead and trade him. Because if they did, they would have lack of depth at that position. They're not just going to go ahead and trade that away. They rather probably trade Isaiah Stewart. He's going to start a contract very soon, I think making around $15 million. They would probably rather trade him, try to get some assets back, and let another team deal with him. Now, if you're the Knicks and he's available in Isaiah Stewart, you go after him as well too, because the Knicks need somebody else right now and the options are limited. We don't have that many left. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knick fans, and until next time, peace.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
From kids' sleep gummies all the way to extra-strength sleep gummies, Ollie can help everyone sleep like it's a school night. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.